I was just thinking that they're, you know, children, say, at 6 years old, we probably remember for sure at six. And so now add that to 15. There are people here who are 20, 21 years old who distinctly remember that here. Now they're coming into young adults. There's some scars. There's some remembrances of that.
The funds that I started getting immediately that people just volunteered to the mayor's office, then the same thing started happening at the governor's office. And between the two of us, we put all those funds jointly in an account at the Oklahoma City Community Foundation for their administration. Those funds took care of all the medical bills, all the education for all of the families, for any of the children. To this date, until 2009, we are still, any of those children that want to go to school, college, or anything, we pay for. And we've still got several million dollars left that we're using for the benefit of those families. One of the discussions we've had, there is going to be an end to it. What do we do with the money? And, you know, the thought is that we probably will save it, and God forbid there be something like that in Oklahoma, but that gives us a start to help those families. Or maybe there may be other situations around the country. The donors were giving it to us, so we have to be careful on what we do there, but they were giving it to us for disaster relief to help families, and that's what we used it for. We still have people that are under psychiatric care that are still having issues. People deal with it different ways, and we pay for all of that. We pay for all those, and those are on a very private, discreet basis that I couldn't tell you who they are, and I don't need to know. But I know we're still paying medical bills on some of those for some of the police and fire and other people, this trauma.
And all that money was donated from people.
All that money.
Remember the amount about that came in?
Like my fund was a couple $1 million, $2 or $3 million, and the governor's, I think, was maybe $4 or $5 million.
So did you invest that then? I mean, you said you still have money today.
Foundation, it was invested. Yeah. And as we needed over the year, but we have, I don't remember the last numbers, but it's amazing how many of those kids that we've sent to college. Like you say, it's 14 years, so if they were 6 or 7 years old, they're probably about out of college by now. Or if they wanted to go to trade school or whatever it was, we took care of all those families and continue to take care of all of them. Some of the little bitty kids would just now be in high school, so their education for their family is taken care of.
Did you and Rudy Giuliani ever speak?
Mm-hmm.
He had his experience and you had yours.
Yeah. Rudy and I did a program here at the Memorial 2 years ago for public TV, hour on the two. And it was really interesting, and it was a forum Burns Hargis moderated, and he'd give each of us questions about our particular deal. I enjoyed doing it, and then I'd met Giuliani after our bombing when we were up there thanking all the rescue teams. I'd met Giuliani at the time.